Welcome to the Victory World Outreach Podcast. We pray this message brings encouragement and inspiration to your life.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'll put myself on blast. On Friday night, that breakaway, we didn't have a drummer. Literally 5 minutes before service, they're like, we need a drummer. Can you play drums? Yeah. I've never played in a service. I learned at 14. I learned and gave it up. And I said, I'll try. And so I got on there. It's like just a church, basic church beat. Boom, tap, boom, tap, boom, tap, boom. Like it can't be that hard, right? And so I got up here and it's missing one of the toms. I don't know what happened to that other tom. I guess it's supposed to be like that. But I got up here and I was playing boom, tap, boom, tap, boom, tap. Brother Graylin was leading the songs and I was hitting the drumsticks. I was missing. I had to stop in the middle of the song and try and listen to pick it up. I was sweating, having a panic attack up there. And I got through it. Amen. Then we did a slow song and it got a little bit better. You see, when you pastor a church, amen, you ain't going to walk into a setting like this where you have musicians and worship leaders and ushers. You do everything. If you pioneer, you do everything. Josh knows what I'm talking about. Amen. You take an offering and then you grab the bucket and you just start, anybody want to give? You don't have musicians. I'm so glad you do what you got to do. Here's what I want to minister for a few minutes tonight, and then we'll pray tonight. But I just want to minister out of Acts chapter 2. And if you have your Bibles or your Bibles or your smartphone, amen. Acts chapter 2. And I want to just start by saying how grateful I am for this church. This is my church. This is your church. And I don't know what they're doing over there, what they're doing over here, what they're doing online in Hillsong, New York, and this place and that place. This is my family. How many know what it's like to have a family that you got a cousin or you got an uncle or you got somebody that's messed up and you have a family reunion, they show up and they just acting a fool, but that's your uncle. And you say, yeah, it's a little bit messed up, but this is my family. Amen. This is my family, and I love my family. And, you know, we're not a perfect church, but I do know this much, that we are on the right track and that we have excellent, excellent leadership and pastors and just the vision that we've had since 1978 when Pastor Jones came to the Colorado Springs and on Boulder and Weber, he began to preach the gospel. They were just coming out of the hippie movement and there were still hippies. Amen. And Donna and Loretta Portnova showed up and they were hippies. And Mitch and Sue Grice, they showed up and they were hippies. And you know what? People began to get saved. And how many were there back in Boulder and Weber back in the day? We got some. And to watch as a group of 40 people began to grow, 40 became 80, 80 became 100, 100 became 150. Something was generating. There was a Holy Ghost excitement of evangelism and winning souls, and the preaching from the pulpit was exciting, and the altars were full, and God was moving and pouring out His power. We were having revivals. We were having Saturday night concert scenes. You didn't have to beg musicians. You had to tell people, listen, you need to be saved for 6 months first, and then we'll talk about that. We had plenty of musicians. We had people that wanted to do drama. We had people that wanted to participate and be a part of what God was doing. And with that, it wasn't one person trying to make the church grow. It wasn't two, but there was a multiplication process. And people were so excited, and the church was growing from 150 to 200 to 250. Next thing you know, it's 400 people. The balconies are packed out. The mezzanine is packed out. And it was insane. It was just awesome. I was just a kid. You know, I probably took for granted what was taking place. But now as I'm older and I look back on what God was doing in those early days, it just blows my mind. And the vision that Pastor Jones has and Pastor Paul has is still alive and well today. We got a conference that's going to be coming up. We want to launch churches, send out pastors and pastors' wives. People are getting excited for that. That hasn't changed. We've been doing conferences ever since then. And we're going to keep doing them. And so I say all that to say this, amen. We've reached so many people, so many. Anybody that's been here for any length of time know that people were genuinely saved. It wasn't transfer growth from mega churches, from proselytizing and say, hey, you know what? You think your church is good? Come check out ours, man. We got a coffee bar. Or man, you gotta, man, we got some rock and roll worship music. You're gonna love that. You come to our church. No, we didn't do that. Let me tell you something. We went down to Acacia Park. People brought people. They ain't just invite them. They say, hey, where are you gonna be on Sunday morning? I'll come and pick you up in my car. And they were bringing one, two, three people in their car and showing up at church. There was such an excitement in that. And so, that continues today. Our heart and the heart of Jesus is to win the lost, to see souls saved. And we know that God can transform anybody. There are no impossible situations. Amen. So I want to just start by saying how grateful, my gratitude, expressing my gratitude for this church. And not just for Pastor Jones and for Pastor Paul and Emily, but for the leadership that's in this church, the small group leaders, those that have stayed by the stuff, that have showed their loyalty, that have said, look, through thick or thin, we're with you, we're praying for you, we got your back, and we don't have your back with a 9-inch blade. Amen. We have it with prayer, with our finances, with our heart, with the vision. Your vision is our vision. We want to see this church go. We want to see Colorado Springs saved, see the world saved. We want to do something for God, and I appreciate that. I appreciate people that will say, you know what? This isn't just any church, but this is my church. And there's something that resonates in your heart right now, even as I'm saying these things and I'm speaking these things about the gratitude. You can sense in your own heart the gratitude of having a church that's doing something, and you're a part of this. God has intertwined your heart with others in this body, and we're moving forward. Amen. Acts chapter 2. Of course, we know that in the beginning of Acts chapter 2 that they're meeting. The Bible says that they're, this, by the way, this is why I bought a Honda. I bought a Honda because it says they were all in one accord. Right there in Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. And while they were there in the upper room, 120 of them, including the mother of Jesus, who everybody thinks is Catholic, is actually Pentecostal because she was there, got filled with the Holy Ghost, and spoke in tongues. Mother Mary, yeah, Mother Mary was a Pentecostal. And God poured out his power. They began to speak with tongues, and they left that place with a new boldness and a heart to reach the world. Peter gets up, and he preaches. 3,000 people are saved. Something's different about Peter. And it's just, there's such an excitement. You can see it says that there were wonders, there were miracles. And then we see a perfect example and a picture of what the church looks like. The early church that was birthed out of that experience in verse 42, and I'll read, do we have that up there? This is the King James Version. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. God was doing something in that day. And all that believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods so they could make a faith promise and build. That's the DJV, Dustin Jones Version. Amen. And parted them to all men as every man had need. In verse 46, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Can you say amen? Amen. So here we see this picture of not a dead church, Not a get me by till I can make it to next Sunday church, dry, dead religion. There was something powerful. It was exciting. It was vibrant. There were miracles that were taking place. God was delivering people from demonic spirits, and from people were being saved. They went and sold their property. They gave offerings and tithes. I can only imagine the joy and the atmosphere of the presence of God in those services as they met from house to house daily. It says they had church. They had church.